Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Provision by Emma Dancy. Matthew 6:11 says, "Give us this day our daily bread." Smack dab in the middle of the Lord's Prayer, found in Matthew 6 and Luke 11, Jesus is teaching his followers how to pray. After he has blessed the name of God the Father and shared his desire for the Lord's kingdom to come and will to be done, we find a few short yet powerful words. Give us this day our daily bread. What about those with gluten allergies? No, this is not literal bread, but spiritual bread from heaven. It is a phrase that is emphasizing relying on God's provision each day. We are still called to this lifestyle of a follower of Jesus today. We are to be reliant on the Lord to meet our daily needs. We praise him. We do our part in being faithful in our work, and we trust in him to care for us. One of Jesus's I am statements found in John 6:35 is when Jesus claimed to be the bread of life. In fact, the town of Bethlehem, where Jesus was born, literally translates to mean house of bread. Jesus is the fulfillment of our greatest need of salvation and hope. He has already met every need. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for being the bread of life. Every day we need you. We need to know your will, your nearness, your love. We cannot spiritually survive without you. Thank you for saving us from the darkness and eternal death. Thank you for giving us eternal life. We never have to worry about the provision of salvation when we have accepted you as Savior. Thank you for the peace that comes with the way you care for us. Today, I need you to help me remember you are my provider in certain areas. Although I know that I'm yours forever, there are physical and emotional needs that I have today. Would you please meet me where I feel in need and hungry for you? I need your care and protection. I need your strength and endurance. Just as bread gives life, energy and happiness. You, Jesus, do that for me, more so. Help me to hunger for your righteousness. Give me a hunger for reading your word and understanding more of who you are. Forgive me for the times when I go to temporary fulfillment in worldly things and people who never fully satisfy. Remind me to keep you first in my life and depend on you and not others. Thank you for the kindness and care that you have shown me in life. God, I pray that you would provide for my loved ones today. Help my family and friends to fully lean on you and see you actively at work in their lives. Remind them to cling to you and trust in you. Help me to encourage them that you will care for their every need. Lord, I pray for those who are at a loss, who do not have good health, are struggling financially, or are dealing with loss. In these moments of brokenness, would you open their eyes to ways that you are providing for them, even if they cannot physically see how? Give them hope that you are their rock and firm foundation. God, thank you for the many ways in which you have already provided for me. There have been so many times when you cared for me, and I did not even realize it or take time to recognize you. Thank you for your continual presence, steadfast love, and guidance. Thank you for the ways you have provided people in my life in the right seasons to grow, for the ways you have provided community, and for the provision of the gift of being your child. You have taken away my sins and made me white as snow. I am no longer a slave to my sin, but a child of God, co-heir with Christ, and I am eternally free. I am grateful for your sacrifice on the cross, for me, and the beautiful gift of provision. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your jean size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared To podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared To is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.